Honorable Norman Benjamin Saunders Sr. is a Turks and Caicos Islander who served as the third chief minister of the country from the 4th of November 1980 to the 28th of March 1985. Saunders Sr. was the first chief minister to win consecutive elections in 1980 and 1984, the only politician in the nation to win as an independent candidate and the first leader of the opposition. As the Turks and Caicos Islands government gears up to celebrate 50 years of ministerial government, host of expressions Honorable Robert Hall, former Speaker of the House of Assembly, has been speaking with some of these notable figures. Ardenae Denny has more highlights.
During a recent interview on expressions, Honorable Norman Saunders spoke with Honorable Robert Hall about his journey throughout politics. The conversations included what the TCI government and politics was like decades ago, controversies and concerns about government today. Here is a compilation of some of those discussions.
As we celebrate the achievements of the Most Honorable James McCartney, I have often said, to put it on balance, that it was a collective effort. He did his role, but those like yourselves and J.S. Francis, Honorable Butterfield and others, you were also agitating for change. Take us there.
Well, hey, Jiggs and I were friends. I think a picture is circulated with Jiggs in my house. He slept in my house, and when he came to South Caicos, we were friends. We played cricket together. We as I said before, on the cricket field, but we were always friends. And now, whenever he wanted to do something, he discussed it with me most of the times. So I had no problems at all with Jiggs, none whatsoever. The problems we had were during the election period, which I believe you'll remember. The people who were supporting them, I remember those days we couldn't even hold a public meeting in Grand Turk. We couldn't go further south than the cowhouse at one point in time, but that's the way it was, and I can't.
I have asked a previous leader this question, and I wanted to do this to each leader. What do you regard as your greatest success and your greatest failure?
Well, my greatest success, Bob, and I said this sometimes outside, was to get the tourist industry moving. Because the tourist industry was the one industry that was going to rapidly and significantly increase our share of the grant and aid. So I see that as our best achievement, getting the tourist industry moving, getting Club Med built and operation. But our biggest problem while I was there was trying to do the things that the people wanted and not having the money to do it. But I think we gradually overcame that by hard work. And Bob, you remember, I used to meet with the ministers, I think, every Monday, at least once a month, and that table we had in the chief minister's office, so that all the ministers were fully briefed on what each one was doing and the problems that each one had, and how we could help each other to solve the problems that they had so that we could move forward. Because the determination was to get the country moving and not to be solely dependent on the British government. And the British government was tough to get another $2,000. You would think you were asking them to bring the moon down to you. But finally, thank God, we overcame that.
If you were to give a little bit of advice to the current administration and our politicians today, what would you say?
I'd say what I just said, and because I hear the same thing on the street. I think the ministers are too far from the people. I think they has to find a way of making regular contact with the electorate. The individual ministers, well, nowadays they represent the whole country, not South Caicos, Provo, Grand Turk North, Grand Turk South, and the rest of it, because most of the elections now are involving all the electoral districts as one. But I think politicians need to find a way of hearing the people more frequently than they do. Because you really, people, you know, the people are talking a lot on the street, and I'm not sure that always gets to the government. The government needs to know what the people thinking from minute to minute, day to day. If I give any advice, yes, find a way of making regular contact with the people.
To listen and watch the full interview, you can visit our Facebook page at RTC Station.